You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Most of Wisconsin saw high temperatures and volatile weather on Monday as a storm system came through the area. In the Fox Valley, pea to marble-sized hail was reported between Neenah and Kaukauna Monday morning. More storms moved through the area early this morning, knocking out power in some places. WPS and We Energies are reporting about 2,000 customers combined across northeast Wisconsin are without power this morning. Temperatures will be about 20 degrees cooler today. More information coming up in the weather. Police are seeking help in finding a missing 19-year-old Fox Crossing man. Police say Diego Alejandro Ramirez was last seen about 1:30 Sunday morning in the area of Elru Drive and 9th Street on the border of Fox Crossing and Menasha. Ramirez is 5'9", weighs 122 pounds, has black hair, brown eyes, and the word bad tattooed vertically on his neck. He was last seen wearing a red hoodie and blue jeans. If you have any information, please call the Fox Crossing Police or Winnebago County Crime Stoppers. 3 days, 600,000 fans, football and fun, all combined to make the NFL draft in Green Bay, the NFL's smallest market, a success. So says Green Bay Mayor Eric Genrich, who released a statement following the event on Monday. He said, quote, "As the league's smallest city, we heard all the skeptics, but we didn't let them distract us." Genrich said over 100 Green Bay police officers were on site throughout the event. First aid was provided to 172 people, and nearly 20,000 bus trips were made during the three-day event. In a proactive approach to crime prevention, law enforcement agencies across Winnebago County are placing signs next to Bitcoin ATMs, warning people using the ATMs to purchase cryptocurrency of the common scams the police are seeing. Kate Mann, Public Affairs and Crime Prevention Officer with the Oshkosh Police Department.
Since 2021, we've had over 35 of these scams specifically involving the Bitcoin ATM scams, and that came with a loss of over $485,000, too. So we wanted to put this poster up next to one of those ATMs, and it says, you know, stop, this could be a scam, and it has a series of questions to get people thinking that, wow, this caller might be a scammer, and to pause and really think about it before they put that money into the machine.
If you've been a victim of a Bitcoin or cryptocurrency scam, or if you think someone is trying to scam you, contact your local police
department.
Former Waupun Correctional Institution Warden Randall Hepp is fined $500 and court costs, but will be given no jail time for a charge of violating state county institution laws. Hepp appeared in Dodge County Court Monday for the plea hearing and sentencing. He was initially charged with felony misconduct in connection with two inmate deaths at the beleaguered prison. That charge carried a maximum sentence of 3.5 years in jail and $10,000 in fines. As part of a plea deal, the charge was reduced. The man at the center of the Judge Dugan controversy in Milwaukee is currently being held at a Dodge County detention facility. Stuart J. Waddles has the latest.
The judge was arrested and charged with felonies, with the feds saying she helped Eduardo Flores Ruiz avoid ICE detention. Flores Ruiz is a 32-year-old Mexican national. He faces multiple charges in Milwaukee County, including battery with a domestic violence enhancer. That stems from a March 12th incident where he allegedly attacked his roommate and the roommate's girlfriend. The alleged victims of the Milwaukee battery were waiting in court to testify when the judge allegedly assisted Flores Ruiz. Those victims have chosen to keep their identities concealed due to safety concerns. Judge Dugan will be in court as a defendant May 15th. Forward Latino and local leaders are gathering at the Milwaukee County Courthouse today to denounce the Dugan arrest and what they call governmental overreach threatening judicial integrity.
A Republican bill in the state legislature would keep appointees to a state position from continuing after their term ends. Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz has details on the bill.
It would close a loophole that allows an appointee to continue to remain on a state board or commission until a replacement is named and confirmed by the state Senate. The issue first surfaced in 2022 when an appointee of Governor Scott Walker, Fred Prynne, remained on the Natural Resources Board for over a year after his term ended. It happened again a year later when Megan Wolf's term as Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator ended and the commission didn't nominate her successor. The Wisconsin Supreme Court later decided to allow Prynne and Wolf to remain in their positions.
Wisconsin joins a new lawsuit to prevent the Trump administration from cutting federal funding for Wisconsin public schools. Governor Tony Evers said Monday that the lawsuit aims to protect the more than $500 million Wisconsin receives every year from the U.S. Department of Education, following the Trump administration's threat to cut public school funding if certain conditions are not met. The lawsuit argues that the Trump administration's attempts to cut public school funding already approved by the U.S. Congress violates constitutional checks and balances. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Brewers head to Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers opening a three-game series tonight against the Chicago White Sox. Center fielder Garrett Mitchell on the 10-day IL with a strained oblique muscle. Pat Murphy on moving Jackson Churio over to center field.
I think he'll adjust to it. There's, you know, he's got a long way to go to be a great outfielder, and he certainly has the ability, as he's shown offensively, he has the ability to be every bit as good defensively. So it's a work in progress, but I think he'll respond.
NFL, the Packers have signed a free agent, Isaiah Simmons, to a one-year deal. The veteran linebacker played for the Giants last season. NBA, a must-win for the Bucks tonight as they face the Pacers in Indy, down 3-1. Giannis on seeing Damian Lillard go down Sunday night with that torn Achilles tendon.
You see, like, your team being down, you know, first thought is like, come on, get up. And he cannot walk on his own. You kind of know that he's serious, especially for a guy like Dame.
That's the Bucks, Giannis Antetokounmpo with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Sinners did not make as much as it did last week when it was also number one, but still set a record. The film pulled in $45 million, which is only 6% less than it made opening weekend. There's typically a huge falloff in week two, even for hit movies, but especially for horror films, according to Variety. Impressive reviews are giving Sinners serious legs. And speaking of legs, Star Wars Revenge of the Sith 20th anniversary re-release was number two, bringing in $25 million+, which edged out Ben Affleck's The Accountant 2. If you want to hear Ben Affleck do a weird accent he didn't do in the first film, check it out. The Minecraft movie finished in fourth place with just over $22 million. Rounding out the top five was the horror film Until Dawn, which brought in $8 million. So far, the box office has seen 11% higher gains than at this time last year. A good sign, so keep going to the movies. The new Hunger Games film, Sunrise on the Reaping, is in pre-production high gear. Last week, two leads were cast, and now Jesse Plemons has been cast as a young Plutarch Havensby. Hope I'm saying that right. That was the role previously played by Philip Seymour Hoffman. Hoffman's last film roles before passing away in 2014 at the age of 46 were both Hunger Games movies. Sunrise on the Reaping takes place 24 years before the Hunger Games and should hit theaters in November 2026. Here's one of Pete's picks that I liked 75% of. The film Drop is a good thriller for most of the movie. It's got a slick look, is well acted, and has an interesting plot where a widow goes on a first date. Throughout the course of the evening, her phone is airdropped threatening messages. It's a fun watch while trying to figure out who is behind the threats. It goes a little off the rails in the last 15 minutes and becomes a bit unrealistic. Having said that, you will love 75% of this movie. Robert De Niro won an Oscar for his portrayal of a young Vito Corleone in The Godfather 2. It might never have happened if he was not rejected for a part after auditioning for the first Godfather. De Niro auditioned for the role of Sonny Corleone, which went to James Caan. At a ceremony in Los Angeles last week honoring Francis Ford Coppola, Bobby Dee thanked the famous director for not casting him in the first Godfather, saying, "It was the best job I ever, never got." If you've got some money burning a hole in your pocket and are in need of a used couch, you might be in luck. The original couch from Roseanne will be auctioned off. The couch is expected to draw a $10,000 bid to start, but could pull in as much as 40 to 60 G's. Just FYI, this is the same couch on which John Goodman gave Roseanne a foot rub. But rest easy, the winner of the auction will receive a complimentary bottle of Febreze. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly cloudy and a little breezy this morning, becoming sunny and less windy as we head into this afternoon. Our high today in the low 60s. Tonight it'll be clear with a low in the mid-30s. Tomorrow, some sun in the morning, clouds will increase in the afternoon with a high near 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 51.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.